question for Sam?
Sam, what does setting the record mean to you, the NFL completion record?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's nice. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I think I would trade that for wins any day. You know, but the fact that, you know, we were able to go out there and accomplish that as a group, you know, everyone contributes to that, and, you know, it's pretty cool.
Sam, what do you think contributed to your chemistry with Kyle Rudolph all year and today?
You know, Kyle's just a really good football player. You know, he's one of those guys that, as a quarterback, you know, when I first got here, you know, it seemed like we clicked immediately. You know, he's just really easy to read as far as his body language and routes. And then obviously, you know, he's a big target who's got, you know, a really big catch radius. And obviously that's what you're looking for as a quarterback, because you know that if you put it in his area, you know, he's usually going to come down with it.
Sam, you talked about it before, but are you able to assess just the craziness of your season ending with people hanging from the rafters at U.S. Bank Stadium? If you saw that at all with the protesters, did you notice that?
You know, it was brought to my attention, but I didn't see it. But, I mean, why wouldn't the season finish like that? I mean, it's just been that kind of a year.
Sam, can you talk about how big of an advantage it'll be next year to have mini camps, a training camp? I mean, now that you kind of know this system and know everything about the Vikings, how much easier it'll be?
You know, obviously, I think as a quarterback, I think any time that, you know, you have time to get reps, you know, whether it be during the season, whether it be during the off season, during the OTA program, you know, obviously it helps just because, you know, you develop that chemistry and you develop those relationships with guys on and off the field.
Sam, do you think you could have had this kind of a year even a few years ago? I mean, it seems like, you know, maybe you're at a point in terms of your maturity where you're at a real high level with your career. In terms of your experience, you feel like this is your best year and that you could have had this kind of year in the past as far as your accuracy and throwing the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, as a player in this league, I think you always believe in yourself, and I think that you always believe that you can go out and play at a high level. You know, obviously, you know, this year just in terms of the trade and, you know, showing up here week one, I mean, it's been crazy, but, you know, it's been fun. And, you know, I've enjoyed being a part of this locker room, and, you know, I think the guys in that locker room are really one of the reasons, you know, the main reason that, you know, I was able to play the way I did this year.
Sam, they passed the Cordero. Is that just a go route for him there?
Yeah. You know, it was one of those. It was actually, you know, a play where we were thinking that they were going to be in a soft zone, and it was a hitch, and then the guy came up and pressed him, and, you know, it converted to a fade, and he just ran by him.
So he knew to make that switch. I mean, he had to make a switch based on what they were doing.
Yeah.
Could that be like the next step for him? I mean, we rarely see the ball down the field to him, but it seems like it's logical that, you know, it's bigger and he's faster.
Yeah.
And he just reached up and grabbed it.
Yeah. You know, obviously we're always looking for ways to get him involved. You know, because when he does have the ball in his hands, obviously he's a very special player, and you know, I think he did make some nice plays, you know, down the field for us this year. And, you know, like you said, maybe that is, you know, the next step in his game. But, you know, I just think his versatility and what he's able to do, you know, in the screen game, you know, hand him the ball in the run game, you know, he's a very valuable piece to the offense.
And then the interception, is that an example where he maybe doesn't finish the route?
You know, I've probably just got to be smarter right there. You know, I think I probably forced it a little bit. You know, I let him probably a little bit too much and should have put it more on his body.
Sam, with the strong season you had, the uncertainty surrounding Teddy's injury, would you expect to be the starter for the Vikings next season?
That is so far off my radar that, you know, I haven't even begun to think about next year. You know, obviously, this year has been pretty much a whirlwind, you know, from the day I got here. You know, it was nice to go out and play the way we did today and finish the year on a positive. And, you know, I'm definitely going to take some time and just kind of catch my breath for a while.
Would you expect, I know there's a contract situation in March, would you expect it to be a no-brainer they would retain you? Or would you be stunned if they didn't?
Like I said, I haven't even thought about that. And I don't have control over that, so I'm not going to lose much sleep over it.
How would you characterize this season as a quarterback for you professionally? You come in on a short week, AP goes down, offensive line has numerous injuries throughout the year, different combinations. What is that like? What was that like for you throughout the year as a quarterback for game plans?
It was interesting. I feel like, there was a stretch where it seemed like each week we were kind of battling something new, and trying to figure out how to overcome something. But the season just finished. I think it'll take some time for me to really sit back and think about it, and go back and look at everything that myself and this group has gone through, before I could really assess, what happened this year.
Last couple.